Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God. Thank you for joining another episode of Kingdom of God Ministries. We're so happy you could join us for this Resurrection Sunday. We're just thankful that God has given us a platform to share the word with you, coming into your homes. And we just want to thank you. We started 2010 with Blog Talk Radio, and we've been going ever since. And we just want to thank you for our faithful listeners to join us on Saturdays at 7:30. This is the ministry that God called Bishop and I into. Deliverance, salvation, signs, miracles. This is what the body of Christ should be doing. Before we get into our message on tonight, power and authority over unclean spirit. What better topic to be teaching on this Resurrection Eve night? The power of God, the power that raised Jesus from the dead. The power that he has given to every believer. You should be walking in that power and authority. So, Father God, tonight as we go before your holy throne, bringing forth your word, Lord, we just want to thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for just giving us a platform. Lord God, it's not about us, but it's about you. We give you all the praise, all the glory. And those that may be listening on tonight, Lord God, we ask that this word go forth, heal, set free, deliver, Lord God, those that are bound up with demonic spirits, torment spirits. We break your hold over them right now in the name of Jesus. And we take authority over you, you foul, unclean spirits. Lord God, we ask that you give them peace, give them peace, give them peace. Whatever they may be struggling with, mental anguish, mental torment, depression, oppression, we break it right now. And the power that you have given to every believer, Lord God, and we thank you. We give you praise as our voice go out over the radio audience. Whatever, let whatever we say or do bring glory to you, Father God. So, Lord God, we will decrease so that you will increase. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Can I get an amen from somebody out there in my listening audience? Amen. God is good. God reigns. He's supreme. Hallelujah. No greater power than the power of God Almighty. The devil may try to boast and front like he's all powerful, but we know who's all powerful. Amen. All power and authority, Jesus said, has been given unto him. God, Jesus, glory. That'll make you want to shout. So as we come before you tonight, beloved, you know, I'm excited. I just get excited when I come before the Lord and we can just, you know, you're so bogged up at work and We get around other believers and we can praise God and we can share our testimonies and we can encourage each other. That's what it's all about, saints. Encouraging the body of Christ. We don't get paid to do what we do, but God pays us. He said, go into my vineyard and work, and whatsoever is right, I will pay you. Amen. And, you know, we do, if God should touch your heart, to sow into the ministry, we have a PayPal account. Go to kingdomofgodministries.com, and that's our website. Because, you know, like I said, right now we do it out of our own pocket because we want what we have for the God, for the kingdom to go out without cost. And, you know, God is good. He's merciful. And before we get into our word on tonight, I had our intro song, but for some reason that didn't launch the way it should have. You know, this is live radio, so sometimes things should work the way they should, and sometimes they don't work the way they don't. But I want to play this little, this is a script, a little song. I know you're all familiar with it, but just listen to it. Amen. What theme song that was from. It's not any kind of musical trivia here tonight, but I wanted to bring, take your mind back to that movie, The Exorcist. It was made back in 1973. It was made rave reviews, millions of dollars in sales. But to me, that was a demonstration of the world pushing the power of the enemy. What are we talking about tonight? The power and authority over unclean spirits. We're not talking about a secular power. We're not talking about the kind of power that Hollywood portrayed demons to have. Although they may have power, but they don't have power over a child of God that is rooted and grounded in the Word. Amen? And I have to say that because a lot of Christians is professing they know God, but their lifestyle don't mount up to what they're saying. They live in any kind of way. They curse. They lie. They cheat. They're homemongling. They commit adultery. But yet you say you know God. Let me tell you something, beloved. When the power of God, he said, you shall have power after that, which is the Holy Ghost, has come upon you. Now, I know we're talking about power over unclean spirits, but if the Holy Spirit is residing in you, then you should have power to break some of these things that have held you captive. The lust, the adultery, the pornography, all these sexual perverse sins that I see rampant in the body of Christ. But you say you have the power of God. But you don't have the power, God, to break uncleanness off your life. If you take that kind of attitude with some of these deliverance services where we've witnessed demons, how they manifest, they'll do you just like them sons of Sceva that I'll be getting into a little later. And they said, Paul, I know, you know the story. And they're going to ask you, but who are you? What authority are you coming to me? And you living like me. You living like the world. You acting like the world. And you coming in authority against me? It ain't going to work. This is why we have to teach the body of Christ. There's so much false teaching going on. They're teaching you that you can live in any kind of way, unclean, do any kind of thing, and you still can operate in this type of power and authority that Jesus spoke about. It's not going to happen. I'm here to tell you, we need to first start cleaning up ourselves, cleaning up that spiritual house, throwing some things out, beloved. Let us lay aside every weight. Every weight. That's so easily beset us. And before we get further into our broadcast tonight, I want to give you our guest call-in number. Feel free to call in. We will be taking calls. We will be praying. We want the Holy Spirit to lead. Amen? So whatever the Holy Spirit wants to do on his time, we'll make time for the Holy Spirit. Our guest call-in number is 646-668-8633. Again, 646-668-8633. And you can call in and you can be anonymous. We never will give your first and last name. Or you can have a mock name. You can make up a name. But just call in. Support us. Amen. Sometimes we're here by ourselves. It gets lonely. We love to hear you call and just say we're listening. We appreciate what you're doing, brothers and sisters. Amen. Amen. So let's talk about this. Power and authority over unclean spirits. Amen. And this is to the believers. This is not talking about the unbelievers. I'm talking to the believers tonight, those who have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen. And before we close the service, if you don't have a relationship, we will show you how to get a relationship. Amen. What demons could do in Bible times, they can still do today. So despite a lot of people talking about that was just in the Bible days, demons don't do. Look, we just witnessed a demon in manifestation last night at a service. And the woman was thinking she was full of the Holy Ghost. Well, you know, furthermore, God don't do no perverse cursing all in the church. You see how people is twisted? Cursing out God's people, cursing out the elders, cursing everybody out, but you say you full of the Holy Ghost. Then you begin to speak in an unknown tongue. Test the spirit. The body of Christ do not test these spirits. They just think everybody who's speaking an unknown tongue is of God. Demons are manipulators. Demons can act. They're very great actors. And if you don't have the power and the authority of the Holy Spirit to identify them, they can go along with the crowd. And you're thinking, oh, see, that's why you better be careful with tongues. I'm not knocking the tongues, but don't use the tongues as your identification. Amen? Your life should be your fruit. Your life should be your identification. For Christ I live and for Christ I die. It ain't about the tongue, not necessarily, but it's about your life. How do I live for Christ when I'm at church? How do I live for Christ when I'm out of church? Amen? What demons could do in Bible times, they can do today. Look at the news, saints. People, open your eyes. In the last 15 years, we have had a major infestation of demon possession. Shootings in school, killings, murders, mothers putting their own children in ovens, burning them. If this is not demon possession, I don't know what else is. But yet the world, quote, as mental illness. Demons make you hate. Demons make you manifest in the body of Christ and act. I'm going to read that word. Jesus went in the temple and the man manifested. Probably had been going to church a long time. And nobody identified that demonic spirit until Jesus came in and the demon cried out. Amen? Amen. We have a call, 6433. Amen. 6433,
you're
on the air.
Turn it down. Yes, amen. How you doing, ma'am? How you doing,
We're
ma'am?
We're doing fine. Bless you, brother.
Bless you, sister. Sounds good.
Amen. Is there, you need prayer, or did you have something you wanted to speak on tonight?
Well, you know, I'm just encouraged to hear about the power and authority of believers in Jesus Christ. Sister, you know, sometimes I see in the body of Christ that it's a lack of the use of the authority and the power and anointing of the Lord in the body. I feel like the body of Christ is weak compared to the kingdom of darkness. And it's so sad because Jesus has so much power, but we don't know how to use it and apply it. And it's just a blessing to hear Kingdom of God ministries teaching how to use their spiritual weapons.
Well, we're so glad you called. And, you know, that's encouraging to us that someone is listening. And, you know, it keeps us going. It keeps us with our tools sharpened because, you know, it's a daily warfare. We are fighting a spiritual battle. Whether, you know, you hear about it in the church or not, we are, you know. So just to hear you call and give us a word of encouragement, we really appreciate it. And we ask that God just bless you and your family tremendously. And just keep up the good work. Amen?
Amen. Well, we're listening in, and we really love it.
All right. Bless you, brother. Be blessed.
Amen.
All right. Bye. Amen. So we thank the Lord for that caller. And as I was saying, in the Bible times, you know, they say, well, that faded out. We don't have demons today. But yes, we do. We still have them. As in the Bible, we have them today. Just because we cannot see their activities. Now, this is in Western civilization, because in Africa and some of these other countries, they know about spiritual, whether it's good or bad. They know about witchcraft. America has been so dumbed down. They don't think that, oh, that's only in Hollywood. But, I mean, open your eyes. Open your eyes. You can see that demon manifestation has grown. You know why it has grown? Because the church has gotten weaker. And anytime the church gets weaker, the devil blow him up as powerful. And I want you to remember that. Amen? So, just because we cannot see their activity, it don't mean that they aren't there and functioning. But you see their activity. Demons are fallen angels who follow Satan, his rebellion from heaven, and are organized under Satan's hierarchical level, known as rulers, authorities, power, and spiritual forces of darkness. Man, so we can't get caught up on what we see, what we don't see, because it is a real spiritual world. It's a spiritual world. And this is why we have to teach the way we teach, because I've seen so many Christians so bound up, so destitute, don't have any hope. All hope is gone. And then they come to the body of Christ and nobody is there to help them. What is going on? What's going on in the body? What's going on in the church? Pastors, what's going on? They coming to you for help. They coming for you for spiritual strength. And then when you get in the presence of someone demon possessed, a lot of the pastors standing there like, what is this about? This is what God instructed us to do. You shall have power after that which is the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Here are some scriptures. Okay, the best weapon you have in constantly defeating Satan, then discipleship. Did you hear what I said? Discipleship. New believers, when you get saved, you need to sit under teaching where you can be discipled like Jesus did with the 12. They sat at his feet 3 years and was discipled by God. Now you got a lot of people, time they get saved, they want to run out and start a church, or they want to run out and, no, you need to be discipled. You need somebody to sit you down and teach you about the things of God. Amen? God freely provides. He provides all of us with spiritual armor. But you, as a believer, need to equip yourself with the spiritual armor. Don't sit and think you look at TV 24/7, all kinds of corner programming, and then you're going to go out and talk about you're going to fight some demons. They'll make a mockery out of you. You need to consecrate yourself. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Hello? I want you to think about that. God freely provides the spiritual armor that we need to stand against Satan and to unveil his dastardly schemes. We have the truth of righteousness. We have the peace of the gospel. We have faith. We have salvation. We have the Bible, and we have prayer. These are just some of the scriptures I want you to think on. He said, 1 John 4:4, you dear children are from God and have overcome them. All this wickedness. You've overcome them because you have the power of God in your life. Because the one is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. Amen. You have power when you became a believer. God gave you power. Don't walk around in a defeated state of mind. You don't have to any longer. God has given you power to tread over all of the unclean enemies. Amen? 1 Timothy 4:1, the Spirit clearly says that in latter times, some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. False doctrine, false tongues, false Holy Spirit. You got a lot of this stuff going on. And they guide themselves as angels of light. Put on the whole armor of God so you will know how to discern the wiles and the tactics of the enemy. 2 Corinthians 4:4, the God of this age has blinded the minds of the unbelievers. I said unbelievers. So if you're a believer, why are you walking around blind? Why are you walking around and you don't know that the enemy could be sitting right up in your midst and you don't even recognize him? Hello. He said that he has blinded the minds. We talked last week on mind control. He has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ, who is in the image of God. Come on now, saints. Come on. It's a spiritual war here. James 2:19. You believe that there is one God. Good. Even the demons believe that and shudder. So you're not doing anything by saying, I believe there is God, but you're living like the devil. The demons know that there is a God. They recognize authority. But what about you? Why are you living contrary to what God has ordained for Christians and believers? Because when you go out there, he said, we should not walk as the world do. When you go out there and you participate and you start walking like the world, you're opening yourself up to unclean spirits. I didn't say possession. But I said unclean spirit. And then you shake yourself and you wonder, why am I plagued with this lust? Why am I plagued with these thoughts of suicide? Why? Because you have opened yourself up. That's why I said you need to be discipled. You need to sit under. If it's at the feet of God, you need to stay there. And look, back in the old days, we got saved. We stayed around the anointing. We stayed around the fire. We didn't just get a little dab and that would do you. And then you go right back out in the world with the old friends, old hangouts, old surroundings, going to the club, but you say you're full of the Holy Ghost. Come on. And you know what? Evangelists don't mind because I'm going to go there. So if it's offending some of you, that just let me know you need to come up. Amen? Listen to this. Then in a few minutes, I'm going to turn it over. It's like Matthew 12:45. Then it goes, and okay, this is talking about when God has cleaned you up. You're a believer. You got saved. Okay? Your house is clean. But then you go back out there. He said, and then it goes and take with it. When you go out in the world, that demon that was cast out of you, it goes and take with it seven other spirits more wicked than itself. And I told you before, demons go in clusters. So if you had a spirit of lust, they're going to cluster and they're going to come and they're going to join with pornography, unclean thoughts, all kinds of perversion, a lot of other things that is attached to that lust. And they're going to bring seven more that was more wicked than the one that was cast out of you. Now, this is the word. This is not an evangelist telling you this. This is the word of God. He said, then it goes and takes with it seven other spirits more wicked than itself, and they go in and live in your house. They living in your temple. Supposed to be the temple of the Holy Ghost. But in between the mix, the Holy Ghost has stepped out. You see, he said it was clean. First it was, but now it's empty. And then they go and set up in your house. Let's break it down in the natural. It would be just like my house, and I go on vacation, and I come back from vacation, and I got all kinds of folks sitting up in my house. What do you think I'm going to do? Out of there. Because they are violating, they are trespassing, they have no right to be in my house. This is the same way in your temple. Amen? He said, and the final condition of that person is worse than the first. That is how it will be this wicked generation. Think about that. Think about this generation now. Every generation is more wicked than the first. When I was young, our generation, you know, we had the free sex and all this back in the 70s and free love and all that. But now people have no morals. They did a survey on kids that believe in God, and one out of two said they didn't even believe in God. At least we knew God, you know. But nowadays, they don't even know God, and they don't want to know God. There was a time when all church parents would put something in their kids, and even if they didn't go to church every time, they would have them going to church on Sunday. Nowadays, church is just another day. Some people say, that's my rest day. Amen? Go to Mark 1:21-27, and you can write the scripture. Down. I know I'm going kind of fast, but we have another call, 4694. Caller, you on the air, 4694. 4694, you're on the air. Hello.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Howard.
I was just calling to listen to the broadcast and maybe get some prayer.
Amen. Well, we will pray at the end of the program, and you can either hold or you could call back in, okay?
Okay. Just keep me on hold. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Amen. So as you can see, and here's another scripture. Jesus drives out an impure spirit. This is Mark 1:27. They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, Jesus went to the synagogue and began to teach. The people were amazed at his teaching because he taught them as one who had authority. This is what we're talking about, authority over unclean spirits, not as the teachers of law. Just then, a man in their synagogue who was possessed by an impure or unclean spirit cried out. And this is what we witnessed last night. In the presence of God, worshiping God, and the spirit manifested and began to cry out, hollering, cursing, screaming. See, they can't stand to be in the presence of God. But this shows you that he was hiding in the temple all this while, and nobody identified him because they was not walking in the authority of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He said, and what do you want with us? That's what the demon said. Jesus of Nazareth, what you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. Didn't I just tell you earlier that the demons know who he is and they shudder? They know who God is. But it's the God that we preach about every Sunday. It's that same God living in you, where you have that same power. You have that authority. Jesus told the spirit, he said, be quiet, said Jesus sternly. Come out of him. The impure spirit shook the man violently and came out of him with a loud scream. See, that's when they start manifesting. When the power of God is in action, they cannot stand in the presence of God. I don't care. They can't stand. Amen? Power in the name of Jesus. We used to sing all these old songs. Power in the blood. Power. What happened? What happened? Now we're so modern that we've forgotten the basics. We got to get back to the old landmark. We got to get back where the people would come into the house of God and fall on their face and say, Lord, I'm a sinner, save me. We got to get back. God, we got to get back. Hallelujah. You know, this, like I said, this is the day is the resurrection Eve, and this is the best time to be preaching or teaching on the power and authority of Jesus Christ. Amen. So with that, I want to turn this part over to Pastor Bishop, and he's going to come. And then before we end, we have a brother that we're going to be praying with. Y'all be blessed. Have a blessed Resurrection Sunday. We love you. Thank you for listening. And I will turn this part of the service over to Bishop. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. We want to thank the Lord for everything that Evangelist Catherine Montgomery said. And we're talking about power and authority over unclean spirits. And we want to really bring this out because many people think that when you get in a relationship with Jesus Christ, you accept him as Savior, you may be filled with the Spirit of the living God, the enemy will still attack you. Why? Because for one thing, he is a rebel. Another thing, he hates God. He hates Christ. He hates everything to do with Christ. And we are created in the image of God. And so every time the enemy looks at us, he's actually seeing God. But he can't get to God, see. He can't handle God. So what will he do? He will attack and try to destroy everything that our Lord and Savior has created. Now, we don't want, that's why we have our subject power and authority over unclean spirits. You hear? Over unclean spirits. We don't want to give the enemy all the credit. We don't want to build him up like he's all that, because in reality, he is not. God is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. All the governments of the whole world rest upon his shoulder. God is in control of everything. Now, God does suffer some things that his word will be manifest, that people will be set saved, set free, and delivered from the clutches of the enemy. But what we're going to get into now, power over and authority over unclean spirits, what we are in really is a warfare. Now, one thing about it, when you're in warfare, when you're fighting a war, you want to know as much about the enemy that you're fighting as possible. Because if you don't know the power of the enemy, if you don't know where the enemy is, if you don't know who the enemy is, if you don't know his tactics, his mode of operandi, then it's going to be kind of hard for you to defeat him. So that's what we're dealing with on tonight. We need to know the enemy, how he operates, what he does, how he comes, how he identifies himself, how he deals with our minds, We need to know all these things so we can effectively fight against him. Now, one thing I'm going to say in this regard, many times a thought might come to your mind. Now, you might think that that's just you thinking about that. You might think that. But in some cases, it's not you. It's the enemy. It's the devil. It's his little imps. It's his little, his compadres that work for him. Now, if he can't possess you, he wants to influence you. Now, how does he influence you? By your sight, by your hearing, and by what you say. That's how he does that. Now, why am I speaking like this? Because really, I'm giving you some of the tactics of the enemy. If the enemy can make you believe that it's all your thoughts that you're doing these different wicked things, then you'll never resist him because you don't know that he's talking to you. In many cases, in the aspect of recognizing him, you must recognize him by and through the word of God and by and through the spirit of God and via prayer. Then you know him. You know the voice when he says, it says, Jesus said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not answer. And an interesting thing about sheep, do you know that sheep, they do know the voice of their shepherd? If another shepherd calls them, they won't go to that shepherd. But when their shepherd calls them, they'll go to him. Why? Because they know his voice. So sheep are not as dumb as what a lot of people would try to say. So that's what I'm saying. We are not as ignorant as what the enemy would try to make us to be. All right. Now, let us get into some things. I want to try to identify these spirits that we have power and authority over. And one thing I would want to say in this regard, the enemy, foul and unclean spirits, will always, listen to me, they will always build themselves up bigger than what they really are. They could be 2 feet tall, but when they're trying to get them on you, they'll disguise themselves or they'll make themselves out to be 10 feet tall. Why? To deceive you, to make you believe that you don't have anything over them. But the Bible tells us, and through Christ Jesus, he told us and he gave us the power and authority over unclean spirits. Now, I'm going to say something right here. Now, before his disciples were filled with the Spirit, he gave them power over the unclean spirits. And even before they were filled with the Spirit, when Jesus was still walking on the earth, they were able to command these unclean spirits, these foul spirits. And guess what? The name of Jesus Christ, they had to obey them. Why? Because they were going in the authority and the power of Jesus Christ, who is the Son of the living God, the Word of God incarnate. So when Jesus spoke, these spirits had to obey. Why? Because he already had power and authority over them, and they knew it. But now our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has given us the power and authority over these unclean spirits. So when we have correct relationship with Jesus Christ and we have the Spirit of God residing in us, when we speak, they're not really hearing us. They are hearing the power and authority that Christ gave us. So they really listen to Jesus Christ, his word, because that's what we're giving them, what Christ gave us. It's not, I'll say it this way. We have no power over anything in the spirit realm of ourselves. It's all through God and Christ and his spirit. Okay, let us get into some other things in reference to power and authority over unclean spirits. And I'm going to get into these various spirits. And when I get into them, I will also give the remedy for them. We never want to end on a note where the enemy has the upper hand. Never. We want to end on a note where we have the upper hand because God has given us the upper hand and we should not be bound by any spirit any length of time. We know that sometimes we get attacked by these foul and unclean spirits. We know sometimes they might try to attack our flesh. They might try to talk to our minds. but we should not be subject to them for a long, long period of time, because that is not God's will. It's God's will that we walk in power and authority, that we're saved, and that we're clean. All right. Okay, let's get into some. Some people might have a problem with knowing what unclean spirits are. Some people don't even believe in unclean spirits or devils. But we're going to get into this a little bit. So what are unclean spirits? Are unclean spirits demons? The short answer is yes. An unclean spirit is simply a New Testament synonym, descriptive Jewish term for a demon. Unclean spirit, demon, they're interchangeable in Scripture. There's no real difference between the two. Or you can also refer to them as impure spirits. Impure spirits. It says throughout the New Testament, the term unclean spirits is mentioned over 20 times in the Bible. And we also know that the Bible is the Word of God. We can live by that. We read that unclean spirits can possess people and cause them sickness and harm. Matthew 10, 1, 12, and 43, Mark 1, 26, Luke 4, 36, 6, 18, Acts 5, 16, and Acts 8, 7. Now listen to this. They search for people to possess. If they are not currently possessing someone, Matthew 12, 43. It says, some are more unclean or evil than others, Luke 11, 26. That's why Jesus said some of these foul spirits and unclean spirit takes much fasting and prayer. You got to get your body, mind, and spirit in sync for the spiritual warfare that's going to transpire, because you have some spirits that's stronger than others. It's going to take a little more than just saying, come out in the name of Jesus. There's some other things that you might have to do, and the spirit might have to give you this information to get these spirits, these five stronger ones out. So you got to get that body and that mind, get your body, soul, and spirit in line with the Holy Ghost. Thank you. So that you can address these things, because with these, some of these spirits are very, very strong. You have to have all your armor on anyway, but sometimes you have to know the various tactics and the devices of the enemy to defeat them. And you can only get that through a strong relationship with Christ and being full of the Spirit of God. If some are more unclean and evil than others. And so here's the thing. Unclean spirits, they interact with one another. So when you're dealing with these things, if it's more than one, they're going to be interacting back and forth to counter what you're doing. You see? So you have to have the knowledge of the Spirit of God working through you so you can know what's going on, so you can effectively defeat them. All right? It says, unclean spirit or demon is unclean, it's wicked. So evil spirits are not only wicked themselves, but they delight in wickedness and promote wickedness in humans. That's the reason why every time you cut the television on, every time you cut the news on, you're seeing some of the most damnable things you have ever seen. Why? Because these people are being greatly influenced by wicked spirits. And they're listening to wicked spirits, and they're doing whatever they tell them. And they promote wickedness in humans, you see? You hear what I said? They promote it. They promote it. Spiritually polluted, impure, and they seek to contaminate all of God's creation with their filth. You hear that? They want to contaminate all of God's creation. Not just people, but everything God made, these foul, unclean spirits want to contaminate it, want to destroy it. They hate it. They have a foul, putrid nature in direct contrast to the purity and the incorruption and the incorruption of the Holy Spirit's nature. So I want to say this. Some people believe that if they don't mess with the devil or demons, that devils and demons won't mess with them. Now that is a lie from the pit of hell, because they hate everybody. One thing I say so many times, demons and evil spirits don't discriminate. They don't. They hate everybody. They want to destroy everybody. They don't care about what you look like. They don't go around saying, well, I'm going to just destroy the black folks, or I'm going to just destroy the white folks, or I'm going to just destroy the Native Americans, or I'm going to just destroy the Jews. No. Devils and demons and evil spirits do not discriminate. They will destroy everybody. The only people that discriminate is human beings, and God is working on that, because that's of the devil itself. Because it pits men against each other to destroy each other, and Satan wants to destroy mankind. Huh? Ooh, oh, that's a different one right there, huh? But it's true. Amen. I had to bring that out there because the Lord Jesus said in his word, how can you love God whom you've never seen, but you hate your brother that you see every day? Who does hate emanate from? Hate emanates from Satan. God is a God of love. Did you hear what I said? God is a God of love. And if God is a God of love, the opposite of love is hate. So who is hate of? It's of Satan. Jesus says Satan is a liar and a murderer from the beginning. Huh? All right. It says here, my Lord, thank you, Holy Ghost. I'm going to go as quickly as I can, but I want to impart to you as much as I can in this subject, power and authority over unclean spirits. I say it like this. Saints, we have to know what we're dealing with. Not sometimes, but all the time. We have to know what we're dealing with, because the enemy many times can take advantage of us via our ignorance of him, what he does and how he works. He takes advantage of that. You cannot know his tactics if you want to, but he's going to bust you upside your head. You can go into this battle without knowing how to fight if you want to, but he knows how to fight, and he fights dirty. He doesn't fight fair, and he's evil. He will work through anybody he can work through. He doesn't care. And we have to be cognizant of that fact. We have to recognize him from the jump. Else we can't fight this battle effectively. Let me go on a little bit. When a person is defiled by unclean spirit, listen to this here. He takes pleasure in corrupt thoughts and actions. But when a person is filled with the Holy Spirit or Holy Ghost, his thoughts and actions are heavenly. Now, I want to say some things. Now, we're human beings, so not every single thought we have is going to be heavenly. So we don't need to be condemned in that. But we do have an advocate in Jesus Christ. And we're not sinners in the term of sinners where you live to do wrong. No. When we come into the presence of God and we accept Jesus Christ as Lord in our life, we're not sinners anymore. Our thoughts are turned more to God and Christ and the heavenly things. So we don't have to beat ourselves down if something negative happens. Because what are we? We are still human beings. We are still men and women. And we have to put all our faith and hope and strength in God. But in this, when you're filled with the Spirit, yes, your thoughts will be heavenly. Your actions will be heavenly. You won't desire to do wrong. You won't desire to think evil. Okay? I want to bring that out. Now, some people hold the idea that unclean spirits or demons are deceased humans who may or may not have been evil while alive. But, you know, we know unclean spirits mentioned in the Bible are not referring to the dead for several reasons. One, humans are never called spirits when the word spirit is used as a standalone term without a possessive. Men are said to have a spirit, soul, and you know we have a body. Saying his spirit in Proverbs 25:28 and 1 Corinthians 5:5. Men are not called spirits. Another reason is, once a person dies, he immediately goes either to eternal life with the Lord or to eternal darkness in hell. That's Hebrews 9:27, 2 Corinthians 5, 6 through 8, Matthew 25, 46. Human spirits, therefore, do not and cannot wander on earth in their spirit bodies. Any unclean spirit that wanders around, taking up residence in places or people, or interacting with people in any way, is a fallen angel, a demon. Matthew 12, 44. All unclean spirits mentioned in Scripture are demons. And all demons are definitely unclean, unholy, impure, evil spirits doomed to an eternity in hell. Matthew 25, 41. Now, one thing I want to bring out is this. When you talk about the enemy, the devil, and all this, one of the main reasons that the enemy did what he did in the garden was, one thing, he was envious, jealous, and he was hateful of mankind, because God had placed Adam and Eve in somewhat of an exalted position, just about right up under him, right up under the Lord. As you remember, God or Christ will come down in the garden in the evening in the cool of the day, and he will actually conversate with Adam. He will conversate with them, you know. That's what he would do. But what the enemy desired to do was completely separate Adam and Eve from God eternally. In other words, the enemy wanted to make Adam and Eve like him, doomed forever, condemned, damned. That's what the enemy wanted to do to Adam. He wanted to make all mankind where they could never, I'm going to say this, the devil, the enemy, wanted to make all mankind totally condemned, whereas they could never be in right relationship with God. The devil wanted God to do to Adam what God did to him. The Lord kicked him out of heaven. He has no choice. He will never, ever be with God. Satan. He will never, ever, him and all his cohorts will never, ever get into the kingdom of God. Maybe for that one moment to be judged. But other than that, no. They will never, ever make it to heaven or reside with God in any way. And that's what the devil wanted for us. That's why he does what he does. That's why he wants to possess people. That's why he wants to kill people. That's why he wants to destroy people in their sins. I have to say that. In their sins. The enemy knows when you have a relationship with God in Christ. He wants to take you out before you can have that relationship with God in Christ, before you can be covered in Christ, before you can have the strength of God, before you can be strong in the Lord and in the power of Christ's might. That's why we're talking about this power and authority over unclean spirits. But if you don't know what they are, you don't know what they're doing, you don't know how to prepare, you don't know how to strengthen yourself, you don't know how to fight them, you don't know their tactics, you're just out there, well, you're going to have a problem. But that's why we're addressing that. Now, let's talk about some stuff. Say, demons, Jesus Christ in you. What is this? Now, we just established, like I said, some people don't believe that they are even real. They're real. They say, God speaks to them repeatedly in the Holy Bible as actual spirit beings. That's not your imagination. They're not just mental. You're not hallucinating. They're real. Allegorical or metaphorical, but real. They're more real than, matter of fact, the spirit realm is more real, really, than me speaking right now. It's real. We just can't see it. Sometimes we'll have a presence of it. Sometimes we'll feel it. It depends on how the Spirit of God works through us or if God wants us to reveal some things to us. But it's real. Jesus spoke to him. That maniac with the legion, he said, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit, Matthew 5 and 8. And saying the demon replied, and all the devils besought him, saying, send us into the swine that we may enter into them. Now, God through Christ, Jesus Christ, has given us the authority and power that he had. He gave it to us. He said, I'll give you power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. He says, he didn't give us some of it. He said he gave us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now, what power did he do? To tread on serpents and scorpions? All the tactics and traps of the enemy, he gave us. Jesus Christ gave us power. And that power is genuine. That power and authority over unclean spirits is genuine, but we have to know how to operate in it, what to do. And the only way we can get that is through the Word of God, by the Holy Spirit, and by living according to that Word and obeying the Lord, getting in the Word, learning it, taking it for the reality that it is. Now, it says time and again we see Christ address demons because they are individual spiritual personalities. They exist today just as they did in Bible days. They have a reality and activity plain to all except those blinded by Satan. You have to be careful. We don't want to be blinded by Satan, because if you're blinded by him, you won't see him and he'll do anything. It's just like a snake. If you're out in the woods and there's a bunch of snakes out there and you can't see them and you step on one of them or you step close to one of them and they're poisonous, they'll bite you. And like I said, snakes don't discriminate either. They bite anybody. Man, woman, boy, girl, baby, they don't care. You come close to them, a poisonous snake, cotton mouths, rattlesnakes, cobras, they'll come at you. They like the devil. They'll come at you. And when they come at you, they're not coming at you to just look at you. I want you to say that. They want to destroy you. They want to bite you. They want to kill you. That's their nature. So we can't play with them. All right? We can't play with them. They say, what are they? They're evil spirits. Invisible spirit beings created without bodies. So that means they can be around you and you can't see them. So what are you going to do? You have to have something more powerful than them. And what is that? It's Jesus Christ. It's the Holy Spirit. It's the Word of God. It's the life that you live where you can get as close to the Lord as possible, so you can be under his protection. And he can give you what you need to exercise your power and authority over all these things. There's a bunch of them out there, over all these unclean spirits. As Evangelist Montgomery said, many times you think it's one or two, but it might be 200 or 300. And you need the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, to effectively defeat these things. But you got to know that they're there. You got to know that they're real. And you got to know if it's them or if it's something else. Sometimes it might not be a spirit. It might just be a physical ailment or something. But when you have the discernment of the Spirit of the Holy Ghost and God is telling you what these things are, then you can effectively fight the war. You can effectively fight the war. Now, we have guest call in number 646-668-8633. We have 30 minutes left in the program, and I'll go on. And what we'll do in another 20 minutes, we had a brother on the line. I pray that he's still listening. I'd like to say I thank God for all you listeners out there. And I pray that we're saying something that is beneficial to you all. But when you give in the word, it's going to be beneficial to someone. one. Brother, if you're out there, if you desire to call in, you may do so. All right. It says now people in the West, they struggle over, you know, foul spirits, demons, and things like this. But it's easy to comprehend when you understand that people is a spirit living in a body. It's your body, soul, and spirit. We are a trifold being, but we're made in the image of God. 1 Thessalonians 5:23, Genesis 26. The real you, your spirit, will exist, our soul, will exist after your body dies and decays to dust. At death, your spirit leaves your body and spends eternity in heaven or hell, depending upon whether you are born again, saved or not. Hebrews 9:7. Now, some people, they think when you're dead, you're dead. But it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. Now, we have testimonies of people who have had near-death experiences, and they kind of tell you what's on the other side in many occasions. But you really don't want to take a chance like that, you see? You don't want to take that chance. And the way you cannot take that chance is getting yourself in a relationship with the Lord now. While you have your right state of mind, while you have life, while you have your right mind. Because if your mind, if something happened to your mind and you can't accept Christ, you see, or you can't make a decision to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, then you may have a rude awakening on the afterlife. And you might not like what you step off to. All right? Now, your spirit expresses yourself. You see, move, and sense your environment through your body. That's why the Bible describes the body as a house or a tent in which we humans live briefly on earth. 2 Corinthians 5:1, 2 Peter 1:13. Then comes eternity with God in heaven or Satan in hell. Now, I'm going to go a little further, and then I'm going to
open for questions.
Okay. Now, we have our ghost, our guest call-in number is 646-668-8633, and whosoever is listening, you can call in at this time. And, you know, if you want to call in after the program, the number is still there, and we'll be online a little bit after the program. We'll leave the lines open. It says, let me go a little different. I'll let you know what demons are like and what they do. It said they have the same rebellious, evil nature as Satan, their leader. They hate God and his creation and seek to destroy it. So this is one thing I want you to know. The enemy is always seeking to destroy people. There's no gray area in this here. He wants to destroy you. That's just it. Any way he can. If he can take your mind, if he can cause you to commit suicide, if he can cause you to get into some kind of drug or anything like that to destroy you, that's what he will do. Wicked, vile, and utterly sinful. So when you're sinning without repenting and you're doing this over and over again, you're taking on the characteristics of Satan and all his evil spirits, you see. So if you constantly doing these things and you don't repent, well, you're going to wind up where he's going to wind up. But what is our subject? You have the power and authority over that stuff. And how do you get that power and authority? Through Jesus Christ. Well, how do you get Jesus Christ? Well, you accept him. You believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that God has raised him from the dead, and you be saved. That's what the Word of God is. Yes, sir. Because here's the thing. You can believe in him with your heart for repentance, and with the mouth, confession is made to salvation. So when you say, oh, my, because it's the Holy Ghost, it's the Holy Spirit that gives you the revelation of who Christ is. And when you know who he is and you accept him as Lord and you believe that he is the Son of God, the Word of God incarnate, and you believe that God has raised him from the dead, and he is on the right hand of the Father making intercession for you right now, the Word of God says you're saved. It said not only will he save you, but you don't have to be ashamed of that. You see?
I have a question. Why is it, and my question, Bishop, is why is it so many people in the body of Christ are being tormented and oppressed by evil spirits?
That's a good question. One of the main reasons that is so is because many times they are ignorant of the activity of Satan, and then many times they will not fight him. They will not get in the Word. They will not put on their full armor. They will not exercise the power and authority that Jesus Christ has given them. And they must exercise, thank you, Holy Ghost, they must exercise faith in this area, because in many times when you're dealing with spirits and demons and all these different things, it's going to take more than a one-time application of the Word of God. Exercise faith over and over and over again. It depends on the spirit that you're dealing with. Some spirits, you can say, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. They're gone. But some spirits, you got to keep doing that. Some spirits, you have to fast and pray and read your Bible and exercise faith and see yourself being delivered and set free. See and exercise the power and authority that Jesus Christ has given you. Remember, Jesus Christ has given you, every believer. I want to say that again. Every believer in Christ Jesus, Jesus Christ has given them power and authority over unclean spirits. Jesus said to them that believe, he gave him power over demons, to cast them out, speak with new tongues, to heal the sick, to raise the dead. That's what he's given us. But you got to believe it, have faith, and exercise it. All right. All right. All right. It says people are a prize target for demons because mankind was made in God's image. We had went over this earlier. And originally had dominion of the earth. And the enemy stole it. But Jesus took it back, but the power and authority we have. We have that.
Amen.
We have that now.
Amen.
We have that now through the Holy Ghost. Now,
yes.
I'm going to go into some other things right here. Evil spirits endeavor to lead men and women to sin and gain entry into them in order to express themselves doing evil. Now, unrepentant sin is like doorways to devils.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. That's why we need to be saved, because what did we say? He was the original sinner. Satan was. He's the original liar, original sinner. So if he can get you deep and deep and deep into unrepentant sin, those are doorways for the enemy to come in. And when he comes in like a flood. What does it say? In order to express themselves doing evil. In other words, demons want to live through people. They want to exercise whatever they were doing. They want to exercise their qualities or their what they do through people. So if you got a demonic spirit that's a murderer, he wants to get in somebody so he can express that murdering spirit that he has. He wants to live through people. He wants to exercise his evil through people, because that's the only way that he can live. That's what he wants to do. A demon influence a person is called demonic oppression. Once a person is controlled by demons, they are described as demon possessed. Yeah. They're all over the country. Son of Sam, Jeffrey Dahmer, all those. So those folks are demon possessed. They were demon possessed.
Young man just killed himself.
Yeah, the fellow that just killed them 17 people. I know those folks, they're demon possessed. Mm-hmm. Or they're demon possessed because they don't have control over themselves. Mm-hmm. In other words, they've gone from demonic oppression to demon possession. In other words, instead of the spirit talking to them and they do it, he just jump off in them and take control of them. All right? That's what we're dealing with. So what do they do? They incite sin, rebellion, and hatred amongst people. Huh? I'll read that again. Demons do this. They incite sin, rebellion, and hatred amongst people. That's why I said if you hate, then you don't have the Spirit of God. You can't be a believer and a Christian if you're going around hating everybody. Because that's a characteristic of who? Satan. They tempt mankind to sin by contradicting their own, hear this, contradicting their own conscience. Satan works against the good conscience that you have. He works against your will to do the will of God, against your will to do what is right and God's law. Contradicting their own consciences and God's law. Demons encourage lying, pride, greed, covetous, sexual immorality, fornication, adultery, sexual perversion, such as homosexuality and sodomy, murder, jealousy, and every sin found in the world is of the devil. They are demons. Satan and demons are the source of disease and sickness, both mental and physical. Fallen man's sinful nature is wide open to demonic influence. That's why you must be born again, by receiving the life and nature of God into your spirit. Did you hear that? The only way you're going to deal with evil spirits with victory, I'm not talking about an exorcist, whereas you take one incantation or you take one big demon and cast out a smaller demon by some kind of ritual or by some kind of words or something like that. No. You need the Spirit of the living God. Let me go into.
Amen.
Okay. I'm going to go into some other things and read some things I had, but the Lord is not leading me to go. I have some other scriptures. I might bring that out a little bit. But I want to bring this out. And this is where the power of God comes in. And it's by the Spirit of God. We have 17 minutes left. Our guest call-in number is 646-668-8633. Brother, if you're still listening, the program will be over in about 15 minutes. We're going to leave the line open, and you can come. We'll be more than happy to pray with you and for you. I want to talk about the Spirit of the living God. I'll talk about the Holy Ghost for a minute here. It says, this is Acts 2. Into it says, when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. It says, suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled. They were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. We can be filled with the power of God, people, and that is our power and authority over unclean spirits. Yes, that is the power and authority over unclean spirits, you see. And by via the knowledge of the Word of God and by our prayer and fasting and our living close to God. Now, there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd gathered together in the wilderness because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Persia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene. Visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. We hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues. Amazed and perplexed, they ask one another, what does this mean? Now, you know, some folks, they make fun of them saying, you know, they got too much wine. A rushing mighty wind came with great force to signify the powerful influence and working of the Spirit of God upon the minds of men. Now, one thing I want to bring out. Remember the Tower of Babel? At the Tower of Babel, God confused the language of people. And they started talking different languages. They couldn't get together. God scattered them. Excuse me. But when the Holy Ghost came, their native tongue that they spoke Hebrew. All of them spoke Hebrew. And what happened? They came together in Christ. Did you hear that? Babylon, God scattered them because they came in Babylon, they came together to do something contrary to the will of God. In the upper room, they came together to do the will of God. You see? And God sent the Holy Ghost, bringing God's people together at that moment so that they can come together in Christ to do the will of God. You see? My Lord. They say the Spirit of God upon the minds of men, thereby upon the world. Thus the conviction of the Spirit make way for his comforts, and the rough blast that blessed wind prepare the soul for its soft and gentle gales. I was a parent of something like flaming fire, lightning on every one of them. According to John Baptist saying concerning Christ, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. The Spirit like fire melts the heart, burns up the dross, and kindles pious and devout affections in the soul. In which as in the fire on the altar, the spiritual sacrifices are offered up. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost more than before. It's the same today, saints. We can be filled with the Spirit of God. So we can be filled with that power and authority over unclean spirits that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he said he was not going to leave us comfortless. The Lord said he was not going to leave us alone. And he kept his word. That same Holy Ghost, that same Holy Spirit that fell at the day of Pentecost is still relevant for today. And we need him desperately. We need him desperately today in this evil time, in this evil day. Or else we'll be like a punching bag for the enemy. Because we have no real power. Jesus didn't just save us. He saved us and then he gave us power and authority over unclean spirits. And we can be, let me say this. Do we recognize what God has given us? Do we recognize what Christ has given us? Don't you know that the Holy Ghost was doing all that great stuff in the Old Testament? Spirit of the living God, the power of God busted and split the Red Sea. It gave Samson his strength. He resided and fell on Elijah and Elisha and the prophets of old that they could tell the words of God. That was the Holy Spirit. That was the Spirit of the living God. That power and authority has always been exercised on the earth. It never stopped. It never stopped. So people of the Most High God, saints, be encouraged that you do have the power and authority over these things. Speak to them. Tell them what to do. Tell them where to go. You don't have to be bound by these things. They're lesser than you. I'll say it again. They're lesser than you. They will try to build themselves up that they're mightier than you, but you have the Spirit of the living God in you. You are a son and a daughter of the living God through Christ Jesus. He has done that. He made a way for us to be a son and an heir of the kingdom of God. So we can act on it. But we need to be for real and sincere in the things of God. Amen. Amen. All right. We have about 9 minutes left. We're gonna just pray at this particular point in time. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we lift up all your people tonight that are listening to the program and some of those who are not. We ask you, Father God, that you touch their hearts and their minds, that they will begin to flow in the power and authority over unclean spirits that you have given them. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against every unclean and wicked and evil, foul and unclean spirit. We come against them. We plead the blood of Jesus against them right now. And we bind them up right now, and we cast them out by the blood and in the name of Jesus. Touch them, Father God, that they will know and realize that they do have the power over these things, and that they do have the authority over these things, and help them to realize it, that they will flow in the giftings of the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit. We bind up every hindering spirit. We come against and we bind up spirits of deafness and spirits of dumbness. We bind these spirits up right now by the blood in the name of Jesus. And we especially come against this spirit of death, this deaf spirit that would try to keep people from hearing the word of God, and to keep people from recognizing their power and authority over them. In the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against every spirit of infirmity. We come against spirits of lack. We come against spirits of sickness and disease. We bind them up right now by the blood and in the name of Jesus. We come against spirits of depression, emotional problems not of God. We bind them up and we cast them out right now by the blood and in the name of Jesus. Right now in Jesus' name, we come against hindering spirits that would try to keep people from accepting Jesus Christ as Lord. We bind that up and we cast it out right now by the blood and in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen. And Father God, right now, we just lift the brother up that called. Lord God, we ask that you intercede on his behalf.
Amen.
If he is listening, Holy Ghost, we send your Holy Ghost to him right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Father God, we ask that you touch him. We come against that spirit of depression and oppression. He feel that. Lord God, he feel that sometimes you're not with him, but you are with him.
Yes.
Let him know that you're with him, Lord God.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
All he needs to do is fall on his face and repent, whatever it is.
Yes.
That he's experiencing right now. Whether he's been caught up in something that is not like you, we break that yoke off of his life right now in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We command you, Satan, to take your hand off him right now.
Right now.
Loose
him.
In the name
of
Jesus.
Glory to God.
Lord God, we speak peace to that brother right now.
Right now. In Jesus' name.
Peace to his mind.
In Jesus'
name. Peace to his soul.
In the name of
Jesus. Lord God, as of tonight, tomorrow, let him be a new creature walking in you. The depression will be gone. The oppression will be broken. that torment spirit, gone. And Lord, we just come against right now all spirits of witchcraft.
Amen. In the name of Jesus.
I'm getting that in my spirit. Somebody is listening. They've been dealing with witchcraft. There's witchcraft. Either you got some strong soul ties, you've been caught up in something about witchcraft.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we come against that right now.
We bind it up and
right
we plead
now,
the blood
the
of Jesus
of
against
Jesus.
That spirit of witchcraft right now by the blood and in the name of Jesus. We bind it up.
Yes.
We break it. Yes. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We break its power
yes.
right now by the blood and in the name of
Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes.
Witchcraft and everything connected to it, spells, hexes, amulets, all these different
yes.
things.
We
bind
that.
It up. We break it right now by the blood
yes.
and in the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes, 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 yes. Yes.
And throw away and burn up all that paraphernalia that's connected to that.
Hallelujah.
If you got books on that stuff, if you got little sayings on that stuff, throw it away, burn it up, get rid of it, get it out of your house.
Yes. Yes.
Don't keep any of it. Throw it all away. It's best to burn it up.
Amen. And I just want to say, if you have been struggling with some sins that are besetting you, now is the time to renounce them.
Renounce
it and ask God to come back into your heart. God never leave you.
Amen.
We leave him, but he never leave us. All
Amen.
You need to do is call out to him and say, Lord, forgive me.
Amen.
I have sinned. Lord, take it away. Take the very desires. Pornography, that's
Amen.
A strong one. Lord, take this desire of pornography.
Amen.
From me.
Amen. In
sexual
Jesus name.
Lust, sexual
in Jesus
sin.
Name. In Jesus' name.
Lord, and that's all you got to do.
Amen.
And then
in the name
begin
of
to read the word. Get under some covering where you're going to get fed spiritually. I'm not talking about these watered down churches that don't even believe in deliverance, don't even believe in the moving of the Holy Spirit that give you a lot of entertainment. You need the word so you can grow strong in the Lord. Get under someone that's going to teach you truth and wisdom. Amen? And this is why we do what we do. Because we don't want to give the devil a foothold.
Amen.
Matter of fact, I can't stand the devil. I don't like him. When I see how he is oppressing God's people, how he have them bound up, they're depressed mentally, spiritually, I don't like it. So I know God don't like it.
Amen.
So we're here for you, brothers and sisters. And like I said, if you need to reach us, you can send us an email. We do get back with you. We'll get back with you. So send us an email at kingdomofgodministry77@gmail.com and leave your information, contact information, and we will get back with you. We love you. Happy Resurrection Sunday. God bless you. And we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.